systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Hello from Mars. It is Halloween week, so of course what I had to do was get my favorite psychic medium back, the one, the only, Katie Manning Hilton, and we start talking about your ghost stories. Check it out.
Can you see me?
Can't see you.
Hang on.
There you are. Look at you and your hair.
Look at my crazy hair. I actually have my hair down, and that's like normally have it all twisted up. I got a lot of hair.
I know you've got a lot of hair. I'm jealous. How are
you? The older I get. Good. How you doing?
I'm not too bad. Not too shabby. You know, another day.
You're in a lot of change again, though.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. You started a whole new job, didn't you?
I have 10 jobs right now.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was actually going to mention this to you because I was just watching back our last talk. Because, you know, I had said to you, like, right at the end, like, you know, what you had said about me, is that what you still are seeing? And, you had said something about creative fire, that I, you know, I might be doing a lot of writing or you said possible publishing. And what's really funny about that is I did technically get published for the first time as a voice actor. I had my very first audiobook that I had done.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And oddly enough, though, it turned out the people who they claimed to have the rights to the book didn't really. So it got taken down. But I have 2 other ones that got published since then as well. So technically, like, I'm not doing the writing. Somebody else is doing the writing. I'm just, you know, I'm acting.
Vocalizing it. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. You know, it was one of those things that I was just like, you know what? I had some time at that moment that I was like, all right, I'll do some auditioning and see what happens. And it's something I had never done before. And, you know, just because of the voice coaching that I'm doing right now, you know, that's what a lot of it is like training people how to kind of like read conversationally and, you know, potentially be a little bit more animated. It involves some acting, you know, those kind of things. And I was like, you know, I've never really dabbled on that side of things, but let's try, let's see what happens.
What's interesting with you, probably your life theme is you always seem to, even if you think something's going to fit in a square box, your destination or your truth, it always seems that if something doesn't come to fruition, you wind up with a better take on you. You wind up getting challenged and it winds up being like a beautiful part of you.
I don't know. I'm tired of the challenges, Katie.
I know. You know, I can remember myself, and I'm obviously older. I can remember myself thinking that, like, very same thing. Like, this has got to slow down. Like, every time I think, okay, I got it, it's like nailing Jell-O on the wall. And I think that at some point, I just got okay with change, or that things were never going to be just set. It would be more fluid. And just, I had a male friend who, he was a mechanic by trade, but he was really a profound, like a deep guy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he would do is he'd call me up and something would be happening in my life or changing. He'd be like, just ride the wave. Just ride the wave. This is not going to last, whether it's a good or bad, just ride the wave. And it's so true.
It is very
true. If you can just surrender to it and kind of go, well, that was a groovy turn in the road.
Right. I'm going to get through this. It'll be fine. Like, you know, and then I'll get through the next thing after that. And
right. And look how many times that's happened to you already.
Too many.
I know.
But it is, you know, I think, you know, like you said, you've gotten used to adapting. I think that's me too. Like, I'm just very used to it. Change is always there. So like I said, I've got like 10 jobs right now. So the creative fire that you mentioned is actually very accurate, because I went from, you know, getting one station back, radio station back in April in Boston. And then all of a sudden,
right,
I've got 4 now, Katie, 4 that I'm doing from my basement. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, is like the creative fire is there. And I'm doing a lot. I mean, I'm doing a million things with my voice is overutilized every single day. So there are days where I'm super squeaky and it's so cute. But you know,
are you doing anything that is like for yourself, like, whether it's holistic for your throat, you know, like gargling with frankincense or making sure that you're doing some things that are probably like breathing exercises or relaxation, almost like a yoga.
I mean, I'll do some like vocal warm-ups here and there, but I drink a lot of water. Like,
that's the way I am.
Yeah.
And I can feel it when I'm not. Like
I make sure I get enough rest too. Like if my body is telling me to lay down, I lay down. Like I don't hesitate with that stuff, you know, if I'm working from home a lot, like, you know, lunchtime, if I'm feeling more tired than hungry, guess what? I'm laying down, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it's important, you know, to get the rest, because otherwise then you get run down and then this is just gone. Like the voice is just gone if I'm sick. So.
And your family must be super happy to have you back here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course they are. Yeah. You know, and my mom actually just sent me a text earlier. She's like, you know, it's really good that one opportunity you had last year actually didn't happen, because you would have been stuck in that place and not able to do all the additional things that you're doing right now. And you're probably making more money right now as it is. And like all these things. And she said how proud she is of me. So
I love that. That's good. That's good mom stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, the other thing that you had mentioned too, because last time we talked was back in May, and you had said something about that I was going to travel south. Now you had said like, it might be a family road trip. And I was like, I don't see that happening. And it wasn't a family road trip. And little did I realize, like a month later, I didn't even think about it, but I ended up going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is down south. And not only did I go there, but I did do a road trip with a friend. I met her in Chicago. We took a 10-hour road trip down to Tulsa and back. And it was down. You said something about history. It was on the historical Route 66, let me tell you. So yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know that was going to happen. And that happened. So you're 100% right all the time.
I love that. And I love when it's kind of like that, like it's right, but it's not the right that we think it's right.
Well, it's just things that I hadn't planned yet. And I didn't even think as I was planning, I'm like, oh, look at that. I'm following Katie's path. Like, you know, and then I watched our video and I'm like, holy shit.
Every person that's had that like aha moment has said to me, like, they're literally like in the middle of it. They're in the middle of the trip or whatever. And all of a sudden they go, oh, by the way, I've done it myself, where somebody's talking and I literally like black out for a second, like, oh, that's exactly what Elizabeth Hathaway or somebody else told me was going to happen. And I'm like, I had to take a moment. Like, you're digesting all of it. Like, goes like electricity through your body.
Yeah. I have something else to tell you too, that I'm going to say off thing later. But just because it's nothing important, but it's just something that's not podcast worthy. But you know, this episode is happening at a very key time where psychic mediums and witches and all the things are called upon, because this is
right.
Halloween week. So I have a question. Like, this might sound ridiculous, but a lot of people tend to be like, ooh, the spirits come out at night on Halloween. Is that just crap? Is that like not?
No, it's not. It's not crap. So this is an interesting question. And because of your amazing mind, for you to even ask this. So if you talk to myself or other psychic mediums that do this kind of work, we wind up having from about September to December, a ton of claims or people contacting us because they're having spirit activity or dreaming of their loved ones. So when they talk about the veil is thinning, mm-hmm. Well, it really is. And part of it has to do with, it's not Halloween that so much brings it around. It's the day after Halloween, which goes back to All Souls Day or All Saints Day that was celebrated. And I guess that as we are entering into the winter months, we sense and feel our family and spirit. And I know personally it's happened to myself during those times that you're feeling more of the feelings. I don't know if it's because you're around the holidays that you're like calling them in, but I literally, when I first started in this biz, every year, like clockwork, like back to school, people would start to tell me that their children were seeing stuff in the house. Christmas time, they'd have toys in the closet, like, you know, hidden, and toys would be going off to the point that they would take the batteries out.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were still like going off.
Right.
So crazy stuff like that you don't normally expect, but it is a real thing. So yes. Yeah.
Well, I was just curious because I felt like, you know, maybe it's just something, you know, that Hallmark has made a thing, you know, or whatever.
No.
And that it really is like the least kind of day that things happen. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe it's the opposite that really happens. But it's kind of interesting to know that that is actually a thing.
It is a real, real thing. There's a lot to do too in the Wiccan or the pagan calendar. Mm-hmm. And the Wiccan and pagan calendar, it does, it's kind of like you're calling on them. I'm going to be in Ireland for that week. And that's huge there that you're kind of speaking to and talking to the spirits that whole week leading into All Saints. And that's all around, it is the Halloween Samhain, right? Or I'm not saying it right.
Samhain?
No. It's a pagan kind of Wiccan, and it's Halloween. It was on the pagan calendar.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Samhain.
Okay. I knew it would come to you eventually. Everything does.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I was ready to like Google it. Like, how do you Google it?
You don't have to Google it. Just ask a spirit. They're right next to you. Come on.
They're right here. Answer right that there. For me. Right. Exactly. Like Jeopardy.
So I know that we wanted to kind of dive into some ghost stories today, and I have a couple that listeners sent in. I also have my own experience that I don't know if I shared with you before, to be honest. But it was something that happened to me when I was in Boston. We can get to that momentarily, but let's jump into these listener stories. Cause I got one. So this girl, basically, like, her grandfather had built this house. She's assuming that this spirit is her grandfather that was causing these things. But like, so her grandfather built the house. He passed away in 88. Grandma had moved into assisted living in 2014. So Kira and her hubs, they decided that they were going to move in because they were going to be close to grandma to take care of her and stuff. So as they were moving in, you know, the house was kind of empty. They kind of picked a weekend, brought some stuff. There was a couple things that started happening with the fireplace because it happened, I guess her dad had it where it had opened and shut on its own, like the front of it. And then it also happened when Kira and her husband was there because like they were just kind of taking a break. They were sitting down and her husband said something to like call out to the grandfather and said, "Hey, Carl, are you here?" And he was just kind of joking. And all of a sudden, the same thing happened. Like she got a whiff of cold air, goosebumps, and something happened again with the fireplace. Now, they had a bunch of scenarios that happened like this. So as an example, like she says, let's see. Not too long after we moved in, my husband had gone to bed early and I was going through the box of grandpa's papers and pictures that she had mentioned earlier in her email to me. And she says, I heard the bedroom door open, but didn't hear my husband get up. So I went to check on him. He was asleep. I shut the door. I went back to the box and it happened again. I asked him if he was up and he said, no, it happened again. So I stopped with the box of documents for the night and the door stopped opening. So 7 years into the house and they had never had any trouble with that door staying shut after that night. So it turns out like they had a number of experiences like this. Would you say that this is most likely the grandfather playing in here?
Right. And here's the first thing, I was making like little notations, but here's the first thing. Anytime you're getting a sign or you're having that feeling of spirit presence, here's what a key thing to the listeners. If you get not so much a startled feeling, because your family and spirit can startle you too. Yeah. But if you get that kind of on the back of your neck chills and a little bit of that pressure, uncomfortable feeling, kind of like somebody just walked in the room.
Yes.
Your family and spirit, they don't do that to you. When it's your family,
you're making me kind of cringe now because I got my story that I still got to tell you.
Well, see, it helps though. But the family and spirit is the ones where you literally go, oh, it's Papa.
Yeah.
Oh, Papa would do that. Like you almost don't question it. And then what you do is afterwards you walk yourself backward and you go, geez, I wonder if it was him. Because it was your immediate response. Trust me when I tell you that's their sign or that's their way of connecting. Probably thrilled to the listener that sent that in, that they got the house, that they were living in that house and continuing that beautiful family heritage.
Okay. So in her case, you know, having that as the first reaction, that's usually your sign then, that it's probably right. The loved one, not necessarily right. The creepy crawly feeling. Now, because I can say that I had a little bit of both in my story. And again, we'll get to that momentarily.
Okay. Okay. And but, actually, you know what? You can have more than one spirit and it can kind of get weird with all of that.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this. Well, and this is probably a stupid question. I feel like I already know the answer to this, but can spirits come and give you kind of warnings or signs in dreams?
Oh yes, absolutely they can. So that is typically called, you can have it from spirits that you don't know, which can be kind of like you're astral projecting and you're going to, which is like, sounds really woo woo, but you're like leaving your body and you're going to like a meeting place and it might be on a different plane, whatever you want to think of it, heaven. And you're meeting up with these people and they're saying like, listen, that guy is no good for you. That job or that travel, and it's overwhelming. You might have it in repetition too with the dreams. It might not just be a one and done. Mm-hmm. It might be consistent that it gives you that nag. And trust me when I tell you, people that get things like that, nobody ever regrets acting on that stuff. It's when they don't. If you listen to your gut, like nobody ever regrets listening to their gut.
Yeah. You know, I say this to people all the time, you know, just even students, it's like, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Like your gut is almost never wrong. So it's just like, go with it. Like whether it's, you know, something stupid that I'm teaching in class and, you know, it's just like, you know, making things sound more like you, or if it's in life and it's a big life choice, or there's somebody in your life that's you're, you know, contemplating something over. If your gut is telling you one thing, you got to follow that because it's probably not wrong. So,
And the other thing is it'll keep coming back, Marissa, to you, that like, that's the difference between a psychic thought and just like a nag thought, you know, a chaotic thought. A psychic thought will keep coming back to you and it evokes emotion.
Yeah.
So it gives you that feeling that in your gut, like, such a bad feeling about taking that job or doing that gig, or it just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I got that. So that is leading me to this next story, because this is Jessica. The unfortunate situation is that her wife actually had gotten cancer and she passed away during the pandemic. So this is what happened though for her. She says, a couple years ago, right before we found out Steph had cancer, I had a dream. At least I hope it was just a dream. Anyway, in my dream, we were sleeping and I woke up to find this tall black figure standing over Stephanie. He was just standing there glaring at her while she slept. I, frozen at the time, started to scream, but nothing was coming out. I was trying so hard to get to her as she lay right beside me and save her from whatever this dark figure was that was there to hurt her. I was sure of it, but I couldn't. I was completely paralyzed. After what felt like forever of me screaming, the black figure finally took his eyes off of Steph and looked right at me, or through me. The eyes were completely white and I was more terrified than I had ever been before. He then started to run around the bed to come after me. And that's when I finally woke up, almost as if his lock on me had worn off and I could finally move or something. Steph was right there. She had been awake for a while and said that I was crying in my sleep, which was true. I woke up and my face was soaked with my tears. That was the first time I realized that I was going to lose her. We didn't know, but at the time, the tumor in her breast had already started to grow and spread. We wouldn't find out for a few more months, and by then it was too late. It was by far the scariest thing I had ever experienced. So what is your take on that? Do you think that was kind of like a premonition of sorts?
It could have been, but I'm not getting that as much. It kind of feels like it could be one of two things. There is a thing called a phantom. And phantoms show up, Marissa, in dream. Or like when you're astral projecting, and they can actually be fears and negative images of ourselves. Okay. So I think it's interesting that maybe she had been overly worried even before knowing about that, about her partner. Mm-hmm. And when it showed up, it kind of, they always say like it comes after them. It's really them. So it's really their bad thoughts, their fears, kind of all embodied in a scary person.
Okay.
And the minute that you kind of take away the power, it gets rid of it. It could, in fact, have been a ghost or a spirit that was a little bit more troublesome, could have been connected to the property. I don't believe it had anything to do with the health condition mm-hmm. of her partner or a premonition in that way. Because usually those kinds of things come as almost like a peaceful message, like a grandmother figure or somebody comes and they let you know, like everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, I got you. So maybe this is more of a scenario of like, she was trying to be too strong for her partner. And then the
right.
conscious comes out at night and, you know, her fears become a reality kind of situation.
Or it could just be one of those things, like being in an overprotective way. Maybe her whole life, she's worried about just something going wrong, something bad happening.
Yeah.
And so it didn't even have to be that she had, there was some sort of a prognosis or diagnosis. It was just this fear of losing the partner or having something bad. It's dread.
Yeah. Yeah. I got
it. And then
you.
It actualizes it.
Okay. All right. Cool. So we'll get to mine, I guess now. Okay. So I lived in this like really old house, in Quincy, Massachusetts. And when I first moved to Boston, my great aunt had passed away, like not long after. So it was like January of 2018. And basically, like, I just remember I was in my feelings, you know, because it was like the same couple days. It was like a couple days after. And so to me, I thought this may have been her visiting me. But this is like, and maybe this is something that you can tell me if it happens in this kind of way a lot. But basically, like, I was going to bed that night and I was laying down. And I was obviously had her on my mind, but I was just laying there. And all of a sudden it seemed like the room got incredibly dark. Like could not see anything. And now just as a reminder, I lived in a city. So like there were always street lights.
Yeah.
I always had light somewhere in my apartment. So it seemed very like weird to me that all of a sudden I just couldn't see anything. And I felt like a presence. Like I felt like almost like a heaviness along with it. Like eyes were on me. And like I'm getting chills just thinking about it, to be honest.
The darkness thing, by the way, what you said,
yeah,
that actually is a rarely talked about thing, but it is a real thing, Marissa.
Okay.
That the light in the room changes. No different than when people feel an angelic presence and they'll literally say, I saw an illumination. And like it sounds Hollywood.
Yeah.
But they'll say, I saw light. I don't know where the light came from. And everything seemed brighter in that other room. Or the other way, things are darker than dark. And there's things moving darker than the dark. Like it just all of a sudden kind of comes in close.
Yeah. I mean,
that feeling.
It did. Like there was this overwhelming feeling that I was being watched, you know, like almost like I took it as like my aunt's there and she's making sure I'm okay. I lost you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Oh, no, I'm here. Yep, I'm here.
Okay, video's Please. Gone.
Poop.
Ah, there you are.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it kind of like, I just took it as like my aunt's there. She's making sure I'm okay. I even at one point was like, Aunt Peg, like, if this is you, I'm okay. I just need to, you know, work through how I'm feeling of losing you. But I mean, is that what you're getting out of this? Are you feeling like
it could, well, so here's like, another part. I know you don't want to. So what you probably did, unbeknownst to you,
yeah.
And I don't mean this in a scary hoogity boogity way, in your grief and in your communication, in your novice way with talking to your aunt, which everybody should be able to do. You can talk to your family in spirit, but the position that you were in, the place that you were in, sometimes when people pass, they open a portal.
Yeah.
So in opening that portal, it lets other people come in and out. They've got no business being there. And it doesn't mean that they're evil or bad. It just means that they're showing up and it's like, yeah, no, that doesn't feel like my aunt anymore. It probably wasn't. And they were just using the opportunity. I know. They were using the opportunity of the whole spirit thing that you were trying to connect with her. It doesn't negate that she was there. But if she had just recently passed, she probably didn't have enough of the oomph, the stamina to hang out. And then left the door open.
Oh man, you always got to close the door. I mean, that's what you're taught.
Close the door.
Close the door. You're going to let the bugs in.
Closing so, the yeah. door. Yeah, I've had other people talk about that where they're like a house, like the one woman was saying, and they're in the house and they feel family and it feels like they're communicating with family, and then they'll say, and all of a sudden
it's not.
That,
yeah.
It's not. And they realize like something else is here and I don't know what exactly happened. It's more than likely that somehow almost like a portal was opened up.
Damn door open.
Left the door open.
You know, and it is, you know, it's interesting that you say that because I did feel, like I said, I felt like it was weird. Like it felt like a weird vibe. So I remember even being like, okay, you can go now.
Oh, that's perfect though. That's like for the listeners as well. Anytime, even with your children, because kids, they'll have it a lot of times, not just like the scary, I don't want to go to bed, but where like my mother daughter, now that I have a boyfriend and we've got this huge extended family, Gianna, when she was little, she would talk about the house they lived in, that a woman would come out of the closet when she was a little girl and nobody else could get the closet open. And every morning the closet was open.
Oh goodness.
And it was like freezing cold. And she talked about, you know, that person. So eventually, I guess, I don't know if it was Jimmy or her, just said like, you're not allowed here anymore. And then it like started to stop.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. It's stranger danger stuff. Yeah. It's stranger danger stuff that you kind of can say to them like, no, you don't belong here.
Yeah. Well, and that's how I felt. Like, sorry, Aunt Peg. Bye. So are you like engaged or married yet? Like what's happening?
No, I'm not engaged. I'm not married. I'm just madly in love. I know. Well, let's wait to see. We have a child's wedding coming this week. So I say our son, his son just had a baby, who's a few months old, who is delicious and perfect. And our other son is getting married in 8 days. And so we have a lot of good family stuff around us.
And a lot of good opportunity to catch a bouquet, you know? A lot of good opportunity.
Right. Here, right here.
Bring a baseball glove. Just get ready.
I didn't even think of that. That's so true. Right here, damn it. So, of course, every wedding I'm involved in, all I can do is lines from Bridesmaid to the whole thing. Like I do like different clips and I wait to see if anybody understands what I'm talking about. And there's always one chick in the room that like goes, yes, like they get
yes. I'm poor. You're my people. I love that movie. I love that movie. So what's coming up for you? I mean, have you changed how you're doing anything yet? Are you doing any shows or anything? My mom's been very interested to know if you're going to be back at the casino.
Everybody keeps asking about that. I have not heard, well, in the middle of pandemic, when I think people thought it was going to start to happen sooner, I might've talked about this before, Vapor reached out to me, the Saratoga Casino where I did the shows. And they said, listen, we're planning on going ahead. We're going to be open and we want to use you in our advertising. Like, hey, just get ready.
Yeah.
So they said, is it okay to use your photo? I'm like, absolutely.
my face everywhere, please.
Yeah, everywhere. So they were for a period of time putting it out there. And then like everything, like even more so shut down, like absolutely not. So I haven't heard yet about any public shows.
Okay.
I am doing finally the trip to Ireland.
Yes.
The Haunted Castle trip to Ireland, go with Katie. We have a full group. It's going to be a lot of fun for that last week in October. So that's something like to really look forward to. I did do some virtual classes during, all of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm still going to go forward with doing the virtual readings. And I really like it like this because I don't have to travel.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting that same face-to-face contact and people love it.
Yeah.
And we're doing podcast. We're doing our podcast, Psychic on the Scene, and we're doing it the same way. And we're now able to talk to people that are in different states.
Right.
And I have to go into the station.
I mean, I've been doing the same thing. I mean, everything that I do is right here from home. You know, I'm going to have an episode coming up and, you know, I had one prior to where I'm going to be having some Hanson fans on again to talk about the new album that's coming out. But one of the girls, I believe it's, is it New Zealand? Like, I mean, she like, so I, with Zoom, I mean, you can hook it up to anybody, anywhere, you know?
Yep, I think it's awesome. So anyway, so that's where it is right now. Wait and see. When I get contacted for shows, I'm ready for it. You know, I want to do that. Definitely.
Yeah.
And then cool. The one is right over here in our backyard. I live right now in the stockade. So
yeah, cool.
I'm right near that. So it is, yeah. It is cool. So, you shared a haunting story, yourself. Mm-hmm. I have had, obviously, through the years, many, many spooky things.
Yes.
Happened to me, wake me up. And I was just telling somebody, they said to me, a client said, do you ever bring them home? And I said, I've gotten really good about not bringing them home or bringing people in, but I have had experiences that if I didn't do this for a living, I'd probably be in a psych ward someplace, because I've had, like, I went and worked on a missing person case, and I was sitting with another psychic in the car talking about this murder investigation, missing person. And as we're talking, at the same time, we both went, oh, and it felt like somebody like literally hopped into the back seat while we were talking.
Oh, wow.
And at the same time, we had the reaction and it got bone chilling cold. And we were like, oh, we better move, like get out of here and try and get rid of whatever this is. Mm-hmm. So we're both doing all of the good, you know, psychic stuff of saying, you know,
time
you
to
don't belong here, time to go and like, you know, remain here. Bye. So I get home and I'm in the kitchen and I'm getting like a popsicle. It's like, everybody's asleep. I'm getting a popsicle. And I was like, oh, I need another one. And I turned around to go get it. And standing at the end of the house, like in the other part of the kitchen, in the doorway, in the dark, was a man. Full figure man. Couldn't see his face. And it did one of those like, oh, I think I brought you home.
Oh,
and I'm literally with my fudgicle talking out loud going, I don't know who you are, but you don't belong here. So you gotta go. Like, and he did. He left. Like, but I think he was almost like confused.
Right.
And it was startling. I've had times where I've woken up. I had a time I was driving in the car and again, was working on an investigation. I was out in the middle of nowhere and went to leave. And it was almost like something from Scooby-Doo. It was all like foggy out and I'm driving, trying to make sure I don't miss my turn. And while I'm driving in the car, my old Subaru, I feel somebody reach up and touch my hair, like not just touch it like a pull as it caught on something. It was a full on, somebody stroked my hair down. And I was like, oh, looking in the rear view mirror, waited a few seconds. And on the inner part where the door is on the left-hand side, feel the hand come down again. I stopped the car, turned on the lights. I turned around because I really thought somebody had snuck into the back seat of the car and was like, okay, now I'm going to, you know, get you in the back roads in the fog all by yourself. So, I kind of like focused in a little bit, but I definitely cleared that out. So I've had many experiences like that. One was in a house that was, they were trying to sell. And every time somebody went, the real estate agent showed it, they would have all these like weird haunting things happen in the house. And it was up in Lake Luzerne. And while I'm in there talking, the woman said, you got to help us. We're trying to sell it. And I could hear very loudly, the spirits were like, nope, we're not going to let anybody buy this house. We want her and her family to move back in it. It was, I think a family home, but there was a lot of different like build ons to this beautiful house out in Lake Luzerne. And I said, they're not going, they're not going to leave. And as I'm talking, I thought her dog who was running around had hit my pocket, was like looking for treats or something. So I went to reach down to pet the dog because it was like up against my leg and look down, there's nothing there.
Oh God.
And it had literally like moved like the water in my pocket. And I kind of went, oh, okay.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Now living over here in the stockade, and everybody knows in Schenectady stockade, very old historical, there was the massacre here. So there's a lot of layers of history. And we live in the, on Green Street, the window loft.
Okay.
And so it was a factory. And at one time, and now turned into these great loft apartments. We had a night where it was storming out and we're listening to the rain and we're talking and we're watching the lightning. And then all of a sudden we start hearing somebody walking around downstairs. And at the same time, we both, Jimmy and I did that. Like we turn around, listen to each other and go, do you hear that? Like over the railing. It walked, it sounded like old fashioned hard soled shoes walking all around the apartment.
Did you look at him and go, wait, you hear it?
Oh, he hears. You know what? I'm so used to him getting it or him knowing it. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting because it's almost like a,
man, you have found your match.
Yeah, I did. I did. I found my person, the yin to my yang. And like, that it's not weird.
Yeah, he gets all your crazy.
He thinks it's funnier. Like, he's like, do your fans, do your people know that you're chicken shit? Because stuff happens and you go, oh, did you hear that?
As if you're like scared that it happened because it doesn't happen all the time.
Exactly. Like, I have no right to it because I'm psychic. That it just shouldn't be, you know, in my thing, my wheelhouse. But yeah. And there's ones where we have had myself and like some other psychics where you kind of get an attachment and you can't really clear it. You can't get rid of it. And it seems like for a while they're following ghosts or spirits haunting you. And it winds up being for somebody. Okay. So you're kind of the caregiver until you find out who they belong to. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I was going from house to house and I was doing readings and I was at a house in Amsterdam and they were having a big party and everybody's having a great time. And I'm up in this upstairs redone loft and I would start talking to somebody in front of me. And then I'd start to see the apparition of a man full on. And I could smell smoke, like not cigarette smoke, but like from a fire.
Okay.
And he was there and he would show military, then he would show a uniform and he kept telling me he was a hero. So I said, does anybody have connection with somebody that passed in 9/11? It was right after 9/11 or soon after. And they were like, everybody at the party. Nope. I don't have anybody. I said, this guy is blocking everybody else's reading. He keeps showing up. It's very important. He keeps showing up. Go to do the next house. The same thing happened over and over again. I think that was in like Hegeman. So about 2 days later, I pull up to this home over here in Glenville, Scotia. I pull in the driveway and the mother's waiting outside and she waves. And she had young adult children. They were waiting. And I go in and sit down and start to talk. And then all of a sudden, full body apparition, the father showed up. And he had passed in 9/11. He was actually a hero in 9/11. And wow. He didn't leave me for a while. Like he was bugging me everywhere I went. But it was like, I think because she set up the appointment and it was going to be a few days. So he just stayed with me until.
He's like, I'm not leaving until I get what I came here for. Yeah.
There needs to be some closure with my kids and my ex-wife. So that was one of the most powerful times that I realized how much they can do in the spirit world. And hang out with me, you know, or anybody.
Yeah. Days. It's like, days. Like you're over here brushing your teeth. Like, can you please just like, let me be.
Yep. And everybody, you know, it's funny because I think that that's unique, but I actually have had people talk about their family coming for days, like talking about the warning where they've said for days, they could smell their grandmother. They dreamt of her. They felt her sit down on the bed and then something enormous within the family happened.
Mm-hmm.
Almost not so much to say like you could prevent it, but maybe trying to prepare you.
Right. Yeah. To let you know, like, hey, something's coming. I'm here. You know, you've got that comfort. I'm still here. So now that, I mean, okay, you're doing stuff from home. Like, I mean, how can people reach out to you? How can people get connected to you?
They can go through my website, which is probably the best way, which is www.katiemanninghilton.com. And if I do have upcoming events, it'll be posted on there. They can find me on Instagram. I think it's Katie Manning Hilton. I don't even know.
Isn't that the best?
I got it. And I go on there periodically or Facebook, which is usually the one where everybody finds me. And that's Katie Manning. It's Katie Manning Hilton, but you'll just see the logo that says Katie with the cartoon of me with my red hair. and we have Psychic on the Scene through iHeartRadio and our podcast. And we've had a lot of people who not only are binge listening to it, they are connecting with some of the guests we have on the show.
Oh, nice. Or,
Yeah, which is really awesome. That was the whole point of it, is finding other experts that are, yeah. you do that better than I do. I want people to know about that.
Yeah. Right? Well, like I've always said to you, you are the best. So I mean, if anybody says anything to me, I always say, you got to go talk to Katie. You got to talk to Katie. I met somebody actually that I graduated with, one of my friends. She's been doing, very much like you've been doing. And I guess she mm-hmm. has worked and studied under somebody that you worked with. She's very familiar with you, and only very positive things to say, of course. So I'll be sending awesome. People your way as always, but thank you for being a part of this today, and a happy Halloween to you.
You too. And please keep me updated, and a lot of love and blessings to you. Yeah. Love seeing your face and seeing you everywhere now.
I know. I need to sleep is what needs to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hey.